You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess. It's Sunday night. It's 8 p.m. and we're doing great. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Really happy that we had a great show last Sunday. I thought that was pretty amazing, discussing how to really figure out how to make a good habit, how to create a really fantastic habit. You know, you can do anything. You can change your life in so many ways as long as you actually just step up and do it. You know, I speak with a lot of people, whether it be clients or friends, and a lot of them are unhappy in some way. So in some way in their life, there's unhappiness. You know, whether it's career, whether it's a relationship or possibly no relationship, growth or even growing apart or feeling stagnated. You know, the first thing I tell my clients and my friends is to begin exploring. You know, you want to educate yourself. You want to educate yourself and begin to explore yourself and explore your surroundings. A lot of people don't do that. It's totally key to your happiness. You can't think that you want something until you know what it is and actually go after it. You know, it could be, it should be, it might not be, but you won't know until you actually try. And that's the key in life, is it's all about that. We all hear that comment, you know, you don't know until you try. Well, it's true. If you don't try it, you're not going to know. You're not going to know if you love it. You're not going to know if you hate it. You're not going to know if it's right for you. You're not going to know if it's wrong for you. You know, whether it's the career or a person or a new way of thinking or a life venture or a move or a new approach to life or uniting or dividing, either way, what I've decided is based on universal understanding and my understanding, to know is one thing, but to consider is futile. Honestly, it is. You want to try to know something. You know, in general, we as a species would rather, I guess, you know, argue, I can't say the other word on this show, and place blame on others, right, for our unhappiness, rather than giving it to our own credit and crediting ourselves for why we're so unhappy. Because honestly, it's not about them. It's not about them creating unhappiness in our life. It's allowing them to create it, but also for us not to change it, right? That's the key. You know, how many times have you heard, you know, we stay together for the children? Like the children don't get the fact that you're not in love anymore. Like the children don't get the fact that, wow, mom and dad aren't really happy. I mean, is that one thing to do? Is that the way to live? Or is it to show your kids that you can live, you can make changes, and you still love them? You know, you hear people saying, you know, I got married, or I made these vows, and I have to stick with them, or the opposite, or I'm never going to get married, or I'm never getting married again because I'm not going to go through this hurt again. I'm not going to ever get hurt. I'm not going to get hurt again. You know, I hear people tell me also the fact about fantasy, and people say, oh, well, that's a fantasy. You know, that can never be reality. Well, why not? Why can't fantasy be reality? I don't understand. Why can't it? Why can't it? Who says it can't? You know, you say it can't, okay, then it can't. If you think that it can't, then it obviously can't. You know, otherwise, you know, all the other restrictions that we have in our life, if you put a bunch of restrictions up, there is no progress, there is no knowledge, and there really is no personal understanding. Joining me in the studio this evening is Matt Curry. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Ashley. Thanks for having me in.
Ah, it's great to see you.
I know, it's freezing outside. I'm trying to defrost you.
Ah. So cold. I couldn't believe it. I walked outside. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's freezing.
Oh, I know. It's bad.
And, you know, talking about weather, you know, we talk about all the things we can change. Yeah, we can change how cold we are by what we wear.
Oh, yeah. I'm layered to so deep right now.
See, I mean, you and I aren't out there wearing swimsuits.
Oh.
I mean, you know, a bikini, you got some trunks on, we go out there.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It's going to be cold.
I'm so ready for summer, you can't even imagine.
Me too. Well, I don't know. Dallas summers, oh, I don't know. I don't like 100. I don't like it where everything's dead.
I love it. I get burnt orange, and I'm like, orange, I cute.
Ooh, I like that.
I love
it. Yes. If people don't know, Matt's a redhead, so this makes logical
sense.
A tan redhead, which is cool.
I'm trade marketing it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I always see your pictures up on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah. They're
at
everywhere.
At the pool and all that stuff. So you have some fun. I like that. You know, but, you know, we were talking earlier about how problems that people complain about, right? And I think one of the first things, obviously, is generically life, right? Everybody has this thing about, oh, well, my life's this or my life's that, or, you know, or the marriage, right? Or I'm tied down, or I have these children, or I can't pursue these dreams and goals for one reason or another, whether it's because you're tied down, you have children, or whatever it is. You know, you couldn't do something because maybe somebody wouldn't like it if you did it, or they wouldn't agree with you, or they wouldn't do it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, those types of things.
Yeah, I mean, and it's all a mentality state. Any problem that I've had in my life, you know, if I look back at that point now, I realize that I was waking up depressed. I didn't start the day off great, you know. It's all in your mind. If you can start the day off positive, you wake up and say, you know what, regardless of what happens today, I'm going to be positive. And if you look around, it's going to be a ripple effect of ideas and positivity, and, you know, people will have to be forced to, you know, want to be happy with you, regardless if they're, you know, Scrooge McGrooge or whatever.
Exactly. Well, also, I think when we resonate at a different level, right, when we resonate at a certain level of energy, you kind of deflect other people.
Yeah.
And then other people kind of gravitate to you.
Oh, yeah. I just watched this documentary on Netflix explaining that. It's like, you create this ripple effect, and if you are happy and if you're positive, those kind of things will start coming into your life. And you will be tested, and no doubt that, you know, but it's having that strength and, you know, perseverance to get through it.
That's so true. And I agree. I like that word, the ripple effect, because, you know, when we're doing things that we love and we're happy, I think it just makes you a different type of person. When it's like humdrum and you're not doing anything that you really want to do, that's when people get depressed. That's when you get sad.
And then your life situations just happen to, you know, better themselves. Whether if you're in a broken marriage, well, if you're happy, you know, you're going to find a happy way to, you know, deal with the situation. You're going to see that the kids are there, the kids are feeding off of your energy, and it's just going to be, you know, great for the household at that point.
I agree. And that's the thing. It's like people do feed off that energy. And I always like when people say, you know, hey, I'm either lonely or I'm smothered. I mean, that's one thing. There's like extremes. Or is there really true love? Is there a thing as a soulmate?
Yeah.
You know, and looking for that, as well as having independence, or not being independent, or being dependent, but also as well as change and growth. And I think that last week we were talking about, you know, forming habits and doing this stuff with your New Year's resolution and carrying out something and actually bringing it to fruition and actually following through. But this is so much like that too, if you think about it. It's not about, we don't have to be talking about a New Year's resolution or what have you, but it's about making yourself happy. And if there's certain things that you can do, you should resolve to do that today. Do that every day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some days you just have to accept that you're the pigeon, and some days you're the statue. You know, you're either going to, you know, have a great day, you're going to have a bad day. But it's in that process that you have to learn to cope with, you know, through different coping skills on how to, you know, come out and be on top of it. So
I like that analogy. Well, I don't know. I like that. Everybody always says that, you know, if a bird poops on you, that it's supposedly good luck.
Oh, well. It's happened to me, and I've cried.
Really?
I was at a restaurant, and it was a social setting, and I looked down, and I'm like, why is there bird poop on me?
It's all like let down the arm, down the sleeve.
But in that, I even smile.
You know, you have to carry a smile. I know a girl, actually, well, I won't go off target too much, but I remember she actually had bird poop. I think it happened like 52 times in her life. And she can tell you exactly where she was, what times it was. She says it's complete good luck. I just think that's just trying to make yourself feel better.
I want to call her the Statue of Liberty.
I know, right?
Hey, Miss Liberty, get over here.
It's like that park bench under those trees.
Oh, yeah.
I have a picture of it. It's completely covered. It's like a black bench that looks white.
Yeah, don't even look at my car right now. It's under a tree.
Really? We'll put some bird seed out there, too. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen people do that? That's hilarious. And they put bird seed on the top of people's cars.
That is a great YouTube prank. I'm doing it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. When it gets a little warmer, we can do all these cars outside.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tonight's show is going to be based around how do we change these things that we don't like, whether it be about ourselves or our life or the people around us. We're going to be talking about how to make those changes. This is going to kind of carry through for several shows because I think that it's so important. I mean, everybody I know and everybody you know and everybody in this studio knows that everybody has a part of their life that they're unhappy with to some degree. And whether or not we do something about it is all up to us. I don't want to be old and feeble, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, and look back and say, man, what did I do with my life?
Yeah, where'd it go?
Yeah.
It's like a bad country song.
It's awful. I mean, the dog and the beer and the crying and, you know.
The double Y. It's like, oh, man.
The trains and mama. And no, I mean, but seriously, that's the key. So we're going to talk about that later on as well. Cynthia Smoot will be joining us in her segment, Out and About with Cynthia. She's going to tell us about all that's going on this week here in Big D-Town. As well as next week, looking forward to my interview with Johnny Knoxville, amongst a few other neat and cool people. Yeah, it'll be on next Sunday, so looking forward to that. It was really neat being able to go to the Schwarzenegger, the new film, The Last Stand, and being able to interview that group of people. Some real top-notch people, and interesting film. A little violent for my normal usage and intake, but I really definitely liked it to the point where I actually didn't get out of my chair once to take a break, which is not like me because I drank, I think, 64 ounces of water while I was in there.
Aye.
So I actually, the film was actually pretty good. It was a little interesting, but yeah, so I got to see that. So that'll be next week. So we got a lot going on tonight. We got a lot of things. We're going to help change people's lives. We're going to help people realize what's going on. And in the end, we'll do some introspection ourselves and get some more perspective on life. And anything is better than nothing. So stick with us. Stay tuned on iHeartRadio. Stay tuned on 570 AM. And Matt and I will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.